Country Jamboree Morning Show via Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. I'd also like to remind you that we can be heard and being carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. As I welcome y'all into the 10 o'clock hour, I would like to share that we are celebrating the Cajun sounds of country music this morning. As we do this, I would also like to mention that there were two essential songs of Cajun style music when thinking of country music. They, of course, the all-time classic by Hank Williams, titled Jambalaya, and then following that by Hank, we'll hear Doug Kershaw and his all-time original version of the classic Louisiana Man. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all to the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning. Good morning, friends.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Strikes three and Papa jumps to his feet. Already Mama's cooking Papa something to eat. At half past Papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his bureau, headed down a bayou. He's got fishing line strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting traps in the swamp, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. A muskrat hides hanging by the dozens. Even got a lady break a muskrat's cousin. Got a mouth drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna tear him in the mud. Well, they call my mama Rita and my daddy Jack. Little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Bryn and Lynn are the family twins. And baby On a river flow, Papa's great big boat. And that's how my Papa goes into town. It takes him every bit of a night and a day to even reach a place where the people stay. And I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's the day my Papa takes a first to town. Papa promised me that I could go. He'd even let me see a cowboy show. I saw the cowboys in Indian for the first time then. I told my Papa gotta go again. Well, Papa said, son, we've got lines to run. We'll come back again, but first there's work to be done. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting traps, he's in the swamps, he's catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, Louisiana man.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. Send out some special Sunday morning greetings to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, and also for our dear friend Michael T. Wall, it's going to be a classic by Michael titled The Sons of Newfoundland. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Eddie Coffey, a dear friend of mine from Newfoundland and a true living legend in Newfoundland country music. Just celebrated his 79th birthday this past week on Tuesday. So from Eddie, it'll be one of my all-time favorites of him, titled Newfoundland Waters. And then we'll wrap up with another East Coast favorite, this time by Stompin' Tom Connors, the king of Canadian country music. It'll be New Brunswick and Mary, which is also going out to my dear friends in Guelph, Ontario, John and Kathy. With that, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and here we go with some great East Coast favorites.
here tonight by the ocean. My thoughts wander over the sea to that island way out in the Atlantic, where my home ties are calling to me. I miss that island. I wouldn't give. Where the seagulls fly over the water and the mountains reach out in the sea, and the moon shines on Newfoundland water, and my home ties are calling to me. Oh, the years have gone by, I remember when I walked on that old good shore. To be back there again with my loved ones, I'd love to be with them once more. I miss that island way out there, where I was born, where I grew up and lived. To be back there again with my loved ones, there's nothing that I wouldn't give. Where the seagulls fly over the water and the mountains reach out in the sea, and the moon shines on Newfoundland water, and my home ties are calling to me. The seagulls fly over the water, and the mountains reach out in the sea, and the moon shines on Newfoundland water, and my home ties are calling to me. Yes, my home ties are calling to me.
Sick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie, and the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I'll bet the salmon are all running now along the old stock, the potatoes will be doing fine. While away out west in the wheat fields, with Mary still in my heart, I've got far away New Brunswick in my mind. And I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I can see the cattle just coming home in Sussex where Mary lives, and I catch the glimpse of a moose in the lonesome pine. While away out west in the wheat fields, with Mary's love in my heart, I've got far away New Brunswick in my mind. Sick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. Stars up above know the two things I love are my
friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program, of course, to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass with some real legends of the past. With that, let's pay tribute to the songs of bluegrass music and pay tribute also to the mountains once again. We'll begin with the legendary Sonny and Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers and going back to the mountains. Then we'll follow with Jim and Jesse, dear friends of mine. Jesse McReynolds was for many years. Sadly passed away last year. Anyway, from Jim and Jesse, it's going to be Stony Mountain, West Virginia. And we'll wrap up with bluegrass offerings for this Sunday morning with the Country Gentleman Tribute Band that I got to see a couple weeks ago and Willow Creek Dam. With that, I would like to welcome y'all to the Wayback Country Jamboree Bluegrass part of today's program.
I'm going back to the mountain where the gentle breeze is cool the summer's day, where the water's clear, a friend is near to help you along the way. I'm going back to that mountain to stay. 10 years ago I came down to the city, decided I would leave that little farm. There had to be a better way of living than slaving in that Rocky Mountain sun. I got a job working in the factory. Where the water's clear, a friend is near to help you along the way. I'm going back to that mountain to stay. Day. Where the water's clear, a friend is near to help you along the way. I'm going back to that mountain to stay.
Is a place I long to be. town. Jailer, jailer, pen and paper, write this letter for me, please, to Stony Mountain, West Virginia, make me just a memory.
Stony Mountain, West Virginia, is a place I long to be. Stony Mountain, West Virginia, where my darling waits for me.
Raised to be a man, and it seems all the good things most fond in my memory are tied to that Willow Creek land. The big dozer rumbles on Willow Creek Mountain, the saw steals alive from the tree. The water is rising on Willow Creek Mountain from the dam that they said had to be.
So damn the man who dams up the river, and damn the man who drowned the life I've known. Damn the world that's so ever-changing,
Lord, rob me of my Willow Creek home. Black smoke is rolling on Willow Creek Mountain from the ashes that once was my home. They've moved Daddy's grave off of Willow Creek Mountain to a strange ground he's never known. When the cold water covers Willow Creek Mountain, her beauty will fade with the land. The world won't remember a Willow Creek Mountain, the price paid for progress of man.
So damn the man who dams up the river, and damn the man who drowned the life I've known. Damn the world that's so ever-changing,
Lord, rob me of my Willow Creek home.
The river, and damn the man who drowned the life I've known. Damn the world that's so ever-changing,
Lord, rob me of my Willow Creek home.
Lord, rob me of my Willow Creek home.
And you listen to my friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9.
Yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to pay tribute to none other than the 80th birthday of our tribute artist of today, Eddie Raven, who celebrated this past Monday, 19th of August, his 80th birthday. So with that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to a few classics of Eddie's ballads. And first of all, it'll be Carolina Country Morning. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite titled If Wishing Only Made It So. And then we'll wrap up with another song titled The Song I Said I'd Never Write For You. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these ballads of the legendary Eddie Raven, and say good morning to everybody out there in radio world.
Here's a shadow across the moon tonight. Here's a soft rain falling slow. Here's a railroad along the riverside. Hear that night train whistle blow. There's a lady in Carolina. Took her time to kiss me. to morning. Carolina, here I'll be.
It's a North Carolina country morning. Each day better than the day before.
Good morning, sunshine, memories and good times. Carolina, I'm knocking at your door. See the breeze slip through the vines. Quite a warmer than Carolina. Carolina pulling on my mind.
This is the song I said I'd never write for you. This is the melody swore I'd never use. A few little things I should have told you way back then. You are the love I'll probably never know again. I'm living the days that were just nightmares before, facing the feelings I just can't fight anymore. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. This is the song I said I'd never write for you. Listen to the part that says I'm sorry. Sadness and the sound keep running through. Can't you hear the teardrops that are falling in the song I said I'd never write for you?
Everything I want, not a thing I need. Woman, you just scare the hell out of me.
San Antonio night, another shot of tequila,
another night in your arms,
another night of your love. I keep telling myself, tomorrow I'm leaving.
One more's always too much.
One more's never enough. San Antonio night, another shot of tequila,
another night in your.
Gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca, and we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, friends, once before we say so long for this morning's program, I would like to share with y'all a great interview clip from an archived interview. This is from the first interview I got to do with Eddie Raven back in the year 2021. In this clip, it tells about a song titled Somebody's Tearing the Flag. Now, I would also like to dedicate this to all our friends south of the border, especially our dear friend, Jimmy Rogers of Carthage, New York. With that, here's a true special piece of audio followed by Somebody's Tearing the Flag. First of all, you had a song titled Somebody's Tearing the Flag, which really hits home to me with all this riots going on in your country and our country today.
Well, yeah, Roy had a fiddle player named Howdy Forrester.
Yes.
He fiddled for him.
For sure.
And
yes.
Howdy had worked for the booking agency at Acuff Rose, and they booked me for a while. But you could go into Howdy's office and never know who you were going to see.
Oh.
Well, one day I went in there, and Tex Ritter was there, and John Ritter was there with his dad, and Roy Acuff was in there. Roy said, Eddie, I listened to this song here. I want you to write me a song like this. And he started singing it, and it was a song, and what I remember about it, but if you see a man in sandals, and it said, that's the man I'm looking for. So I said, okay. So I left, but I didn't hear it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've been looking for a song like that. He told me, he said, you know, and he said, I've been talking to the Lord about it. So what hit me was, that's what I remembered out of talking to him, was that here's a guy that is confused about what's going on around him, and he's looking for help, and he's on the front porch talking to the Lord.
Okay.
And uh-huh. That's where I got the thing from, and I brought it to him, and you know, it was just an old man talking to the Lord about the problems he has and what's worrying him about it. And I sang it for him, and he listened to it, and his eyes, I could tell that he was really struck with it. He liked it. I wrote it for him, and I said, "What do you think, Roy?" He said, "That's a wonderful song." He said, "But I can't do that to Mr. Dixon."
I see.
Okay. He said he didn't want to, he felt if he recorded it that he would be talking, he would be saying bad things about Richard Nixon. And so I said, well, okay, sure. And then I got to thinking, and then I wanted Jimmy Dean to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I actually called and talked to Jimmy, and he had the song, and he liked it. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said, but I don't know when I'm going back in. He said, if you got anybody else to do it, go ahead and do it. But I'll keep it. But he never did. He never got around to it.
Oh,
so I did it in the studio one day with Barry Beckett. And so I always thought it was, and then it was just one of those songs that as it goes on, it's an old man talking to the Lord about what's going on around him. He doesn't understand him. Life has outrun him, you know. And,
exactly.
And,
yes.
That's where it came from, and it came out exactly like I expected it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the last lines, you know. Said, you know, Lord, you know me, and I ain't give up yet.
Exactly.
I'm just tired and all worn out. It's time for God to come straighten it out. So that's probably my favorite line in the song because it ends the song and on a serious note.
Somebody's tearing the flag, ripping the thread from the stars. It's pulling this country apart. Somebody's tearing the flag.
Lord, I've been thinking, sitting out here on the front porch all by myself. Now, I realize I need to talk to somebody, and I'm just too mixed up to talk to anybody else. I've been in there looking at the television, and I've been reading that newspaper every night. Lord, there's something going on out there, and best I can figure, there ain't nobody right.
Somebody's tearing the flag, ripping the thread from the stars, pulling this country apart. Somebody's tearing the flag.
You know, I went into town to pay the light bill today and pick up just a few things down at the store. Lord, the prices have gone up so much this year, working man don't stand much of a chance no more. Why, he's overtaxed, he's underpaid, can't buy the things for his kids, a decent home. And with the drugs and the maniacs running loose on the streets, it ain't safe to be out alone.
Somebody's tearing the flag, ripping the thread from the stars, pulling this country apart. Somebody's tearing the flag.
Well, I can't even tell if the bad guys are after the good guys or the good guys are after the bad. I really gotta watch what I say around my friends, cause one of them's liable to get mad. Lord, you know me, and I ain't give up yet. Maybe I'm just tired, all worn out. But it kinda looks like to me that this one nation under God is gonna need God to come straighten it out.
Somebody's tearing flag, ripping the thread from the stars, pulling this country apart. Somebody's burning the flag. Yes,
friends, now we're at the end of our program, and before we say so long for this Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show, I would like to once again play this week's Wayback Country Tune of the Week. As we do this, I would like to play a song which was recorded by former member of the Drifting Cowboy Band and was one of Hank Williams' great bandmates. none other than Joe Pennington, and a song that I first heard this week off of Peter Trenholm's great show, The Gospel Trail, down there in Nova Scotia, and it'll be a song titled The Old Church Pew. With that, we'll be back following this to send us all home. Good morning, friends, and this is the Way Back featured song of the week.
Day up in Georgia on a recent trip up the road, I pulled up to a Texaco pump cause I was running kind of low. Up in front of the station, I noticed a long and weary old bench. That looks like an old church pew, I said to the attendant as he laid down a well-used wrench. That's what it is, all right, he said as he wiped the grease from his hand. I don't reckon there's a more well-known bench anywhere around this land. I gazed at the rugged old bench with its hard, flat seat and back and wondered what could make this old pew so famous. Then I sat down a moment to relax. After filling my tank, he joined me there, obviously wanting to tell his story. You know, the dear old lady who used to own this old pew has done gone on to glory. He looked my way with a glint in his eye to see if I was anxious to hear. And then his fingers reached down, traced the letters of a name carved in the wood there. Old Sister Hilda donated it to the church, and somebody carved her name. And for many years, she sat right there and clapped her hands and sang. And several times during the meetings, she'd kneel down as tears spattered the wood. And she'd pray for her baby boy to turn from his sinful ways and start being good. The years rolled on, and then came the time when the little old country church outgrew the old flat board benches, and so they got rid of Sister Hilda's old church pew. Not long after that, she died, so I'm told, but on her lips was still that same fervent prayer. But it went unanswered, for old Sister Hilda's baby boy went on in sin without a care. He used to stop here for gas, booze on his breath, car full of girls. He'd offer me a drink. We're gonna have a time tonight, he'd laugh as he headed on out into the world. The very last time he stopped by, I had just got this old bench from the secondhand store in town. Hey, ain't that Mama's old church pew, he said, as he caressed it lovingly and sat down. Yeah, I thought I'd like to kind of keep a little of your mama here, though it's sort of old and rough. You know, right there is where she used to pray so hard for you. Aw, I ain't got time for that stuff. There's a big party in town tonight. And as he paid his bill and turned to go, I thought I caught the shine of a tear on his cheek that I knew he didn't want to show. As he roared away, I thought of his old mother's prayer. Maybe there's still time, but the grim reaper was all ready to stamp his name on the bottom line. His screaming wheels rounded the curve, then the awful sound of a crash. My heart almost stopped, though I knew the answer. I broke and made a mad dash. The tangle of metal and glass in the ditch, his broken body was thrown clear. As I bent to help him, he breathed his last words. Tell Mama, I won't be there. I turned and walked slowly back to the phone in a call I hated to make. My hands were shaky, my voice trembled. It was really hard to take. I sat down there on the old church pew, where many a prayer had been said. I knew time just ran out for Sister Hilda's boy, for now he lay dead. It's too late now for him to pray. He can no longer make wrongs right. For there's a time for living and a time for dying, and a time to see the light. So now and then, after closing time, I'll sit out here on this old bench late at night. And it seems I can still hear old Sister Hilda's prayers for her boy when it's still and quiet. Oh, dear God, please save my son before his life on earth is through. Yes, now I know why it really is a mighty famous old church pew.
Yes, friends, now we're at the end of our program, and before we say so long for this Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show, I would like to once again play this week's Wayback Country Tune of the Week. As we do this, I would like to play a song which was recorded by former member of the Drifting Cowboy Band and was one of Hank Williams' great bandmates, none other than Joe Pennington, and a song that I first heard this week off of Peter Trenholm's great show, The Gospel Trail, down there in Nova Scotia, and it'll be a song titled The Old Church Pew. With that, we'll be back following this to send us all home. Good morning, friends, and this is the Way Back featured song of the week.
When I was but a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come, then winding down an old familiar path. I heard my mother call.
Friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree, yes, this is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC airwaves or CFRC station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.
142 years, the Queen's Gaels have called Kingston home. The tricolor has become as synonymous with the city as the limestone upon which it was built. But that love, admiration, and respect comes with a powerful commitment. A pledge to protect this house. On Saturday, August 31st, the Queen's Gaels will host the McMaster Marauders for their home opener at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and CFRC's coverage will begin at 5:45.
All the way up and tune into Amplified every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. with Isabel. All things noise rock, shoegaze, goth, post-punk, and so very much more. See you then.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai.